光在上山岗冷冷
fallen really in love with another culture and finding your place in it is something that changes everything. I'm Abigail Washburn, and I suppose my elevator speech would be something like,I thought I was going to spend the rest of my life in Beijing being a legal consultant, but I ended up stumbling into a career of banjo and singing and playing music all over the world. And I write songs in English and Chinese, and I love traditional music from cultures all over the place. And I can't believe I get to make a life of this. It's incredible.
Wheels are running circles like this gun, they only shoot straight lightStop trying to bend the ground I've covered now. And the clock ticks louder when I try to slow down.
I first picked up the banjo after my senior year of college. And it was really in response to having fallen so deeply in love with Chinese culture that I wanted to know more about my own culture. And I think subconsciously I was like seeking this window into something special about America that I could actually take back with me to China and share with my Chinese friends. And before you know it, I had a banjo and I was learning songs and translating them into Chinese. And it's all unfolded from there. I think when you really trace it back, music, it's ultimately about people trying to express something other than with words, and they found ways to do it. Every single culture has come up with a way to take a gourd or a piece of wood and take a hide and put it over it and attach a neck and put strings on and strum away and sing something. So when I hear a Chinese folk musician start to play on their pipa and sing a song, it's something I can find on my banjo. They're kin, they're of this human realm. They happened because we needed them, and they're not that different. I thought for sure I would have to be in the world of international relations and policy and law in order to have the kind of impact or kind of connective quality that I was hoping for. But I tell you, when I started playing music and playing in front of audiences and seeing how their hearts responded so directly to the sound and what was being communicated from heart to heart, honestly, that I knew that's where I had to be. And I knew that this is where real change happens, is when people change their minds because they feel something that changes them.